Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks. This is the podcast about Colin Hanks. I'm Rachel, and today I'm very, very excited because I truly have one of my favorite people in the entire world. Probably, no, not probably, ranked higher than Tom Hanks.
No.
Yeah. She's truly one of my favorite people, and I miss her all the time. But she's also a performer in New York City. You can see her performing at so many theaters, like Squirrel Theater, and she used to be at the UCB Theater, RIP, and also she does improv and sketch and stand-up and is beautiful and is wonderful. And so funny and great. Did I? Woo! It's Bridget Mascalo.
I think you gave me too many credits, Rach. I think some of those are not real. Also, no, being beautiful a credit. Thank you so much.
Yeah. They're all true. I feel like I left out so many credits.
No, oh, stop it. The world has been closed for 2 years. There are zero credits. Nobody has any credit. You are one of my favorite people, Rachel. I miss you all the time. I was at my parents' house a few days ago. I'm notoriously bad at buying greeting cards and not giving them to people. And I still have the card that I bought for you when you moved to LA.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like, I can't even describe it to you. One day I'll write it to you. I'll fill it out and I'll send it to you. But it's like one half says, you're over here. And the other half says, I'm over there. And then you like pull it open and it's really long and it says, that's no fair.
Oh, well, maybe I'll just move back and then you don't ever have to send it.
You'll never get it. You'll never get this card. I have so many cards all over my life that I just have not given to people. It's a weird problem.
Yeah. Well, I've gotten pretty good at sending things in the mail over pandemic. Cause I sent Tom Hanks letters. Anyway, well, I can't wait to get it in 2047.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our friendship has longevity like that. So that's good.
Yeah. Well, someone said something about like if you've been friends for 7 years, then you're
good?
I think so.
Okay. You're good.
Yeah. I think we're good. Yeah. I think, yeah, we're good.
I want to say, I think the exception to that rule is not us. I think the exception to that rule is people who knew each other like before college and you're like hanging on because like you kind of feel like you have to, but like there are like glaring problems that I'm like, you guys have to talk to each other. And they're just like, but I can't because it's been 47 years of the same garbage. Can't bring it up now. And it's like, but you should.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I cut off a lot of people from before college.
The only ones I haven't cut off are my cousins, and it's like, because I can't. Yeah, but I don't talk to any, like, high school friends. No malice, but I just...
You're too cool, because you're performing all over New York
City. Shut up. Yeah, all over New York City.
Where it's safe. Okay, well, we are talking about Colin's movie Standing Still. This movie is from 2005. It's rated R because there's boobies in it.
There's not that many boobies in it, but there are boobies in it. They go to a strip club and I was like, wow, the world has changed a lot. There's barely any you know. For a strip club, I'm like, that's not that many boobs.
It stars a lot of people. Basically all of the early 2000s. It has Colin Hanks, Adam Garcia, Melissa Sage Miller, Lauren German, Ethan Embry, Amy Adams, John Abrahams, Aaron Stanford, James Vanderbeek, Mina Suvari. Is that Mina Suvari?
Suvari, yeah.
Okay. I was like, I don't think I've ever actually said her name out loud.
Yeah. She was in every movie in that, like, 5-year stretch.
Yeah, she was. Right? And her eyebrows were very thin in this movie. And I was like, is that the time or is that her? There's a lot of crossovers between Colin Hanks movies. Because Colin Hanks was in That Thing You Do with Ethan Embry. And then he was in Prescription or RX with Lauren German. And then he was in Whatever It Takes with Melissa Sage Miller. So, a lot of crossover.
He likes to work with his friends, you know? He's got it like that. Or maybe he's a brat. He only works with his friends. He's like, sorry, I won't do this movie. My friends got to be here.
Yeah. I think he's a nice person. I was going to joke and say, I think he's a brat, but no, I think he's...
No, he seems like he's nice. You have to have one good kid, right? At least.
Tom has 3 and 1 bad kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the synopsis from IMDb is, Standing Still is the story of a popular yet drunken actor who reconnects with a group of his college friends for a wedding several years after graduation.
Wait, James Vanderbeek is the main character of this movie? That's not even true. The movie happened for like 25 minutes before he even showed up, and he's just drunk and everybody's rolling their eyes at him the whole time. He's not the main arc at all.
I know. What
Get
is
out
that?
Of here.
IMDb?
That's insane.
If you read that and then was like, what? And then went into the movie, you'd be so disappointed.
You'd be like, where is James Vanderbeek? He must have been like the most popular person in the movie at the time, so that's why they did it that way. But he's truly extraneous.
Yeah, he's just there. I even forgot he was in this movie.
He adds nothing to it.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway. Had you seen this movie before?
I think so. Really? I can't remember, but I think so. Some of it, like, you know, I think it must have been like on TV.
Yeah.
In my youth or something. Because I feel like I remember parts of it. I don't know why. In 2005, I was a junior in high school. And I've only gotten younger since then. But like, I don't know why. Some of it seemed familiar, but like, I can't imagine. I definitely did not see it in theaters.
Yeah.
Definitely not. And I don't know. Was this movie like a movie that was on TV?
I don't know.
I feel like it wouldn't be, right?
Yeah. It was kind of hard to find. It was only on Apple TV Plus if you rent it or buy it.
And you had to rent it. Yeah.
Ugh, gross. Hate that.
I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. Yeah.
I feel like this was trying to be like an American Pie type of movie.
Yeah. Or have you seen that movie? It's also just as not good. The Last 10 Years or something.
Oh, no.
It's the same where it's like, oh, we went to college together. Somebody's getting married or something is happening that brings us all together in the future. And then we have to look back at it. But the thing about this is they literally graduated college 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm 25 now. And I'm like, get out of here. Anybody, oh, I really can't. I like, now that I'm in my 30s or even before then, anybody who's saying, like, anybody in their 20s being like, I'm so old, I'm like, just wait. Yeah. Like, just wait. Like, shit starts to crack way more. Like, the spikes real bad. And they're like, it's just so wild. But yeah, so they haven't even been apart for that long.
Yeah, but they're all acting like, oh, I haven't seen him in so long.
Yeah, it's like, I haven't seen you, Rachel, my good friend, in probably 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, but it's not like we're like...
No, you visited before, like, since then. But, like, so, like, at least 2 or 3 years. So at least the same amount of time as these people, yeah. You know? And it's like, oh, my God, I haven't seen Rachel in so long. What's it going to be like? It's like... Caller, it's like it doesn't matter.
Yeah, also I was slightly confused because then also some of them are like, we've been together for 10 years, so it's like then they must have been high school friends. Yeah,
I think they had to know each other before high school because one of the plot lines is, so the James Vanderbeek thing is not the main story. The main story is like this man and this woman are getting married and their friends are coming up and James Vanderbeek happens to be one of the friends, right?
Yeah.
But did he go to high college with them?
It seemed like none of them knew who he was.
Yeah, I don't know why he was there, but he was there.
Yeah.
But apparently he's the main character in this movie. But then like the other plot point of like his dad coming and he's like, I haven't seen my dad in so long. And there's like this big, like secret drama with the dad, which is insane when they reveal it.
Yeah.
Like the guy who's the best man, I forget his name, Josh. I don't remember.
It is Rich.
Rich. Oh yeah. Josh. See the same name. So when Rich finds out, like, when he's like, oh, Rich, like, my dad is here. And he's like, oh, yeah, I haven't seen him since whenever. So, like, Rich must have known the groom since forever. That's probably why he's the best man. And that checks out. And it makes sense. But also, the craziest part, Rachel, and I'm probably skipping. I don't know the format of this. I just have a lot of opinions on this terrible movie.
For it.
But, like, they're about to get married. Uh-huh. And literally the day before the wedding, it is revealed that his mom is dead, which I'm sure the wife knew, but he doesn't talk to his dad. And she never knew why.
Yeah.
At all. Like, literally at all. Like, there was no opening up, none of that. Like, I love you, whatever. She used to be in love with and hooked up with her old female roommate. And she shows up and then they just start kissing. And she's like, no, you can't. I'm getting married tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then they stop and she still gets married tomorrow and she never has to tell him. That's never an issue.
Yeah. Well, I was confused by that too, because it seemed like she was in love with that woman, but she's like, no, I have to choose this lifestyle.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then Mina Suvari hooks up with her and she's like, yeah, I think I'm just gonna go to London. Like, what is wrong with, and you know, this is how you know that everybody in this movie is 25, because everybody in this movie is truly unhinged. When I was 25, I did quit my job and travel Europe alone. which is a wonderful thing. I think everybody should do it if you can. But it's also unhinged, you know, like I literally flew there without any like knowledge of what I was gonna do, and that is exactly what they are doing in a movie.
Yeah, it's all the plot lines are absurd, because then also Colin Hanks has sex with younger sister who's 17, which why was that a thing in so many movies in the early 2000s?
Like, because they could 17? Get away with it. Everyone was like, oh my god. And it's not like, yes, they were like talked about how it's a crime and it's bad.
Yeah.
But barely.
Yeah.
But barely. We were like, and she's like, but I'll be 18 in October and I'm moving to USC to go to school. And he's like, okay, we'll wait until then. She goes, but what about until then?
No.
And he's like, people like, I don't want to be a pervert. I don't want to go to prison. She's like, I don't have to tell anybody. Yeah. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? What? This also, I thought she was a liar. Like, so the sister, this whole plot point comes out of nowhere. Colin Hanks is drunk and peeing in a bush. And all of a sudden, this hot young blonde woman comes. She's like, hey, can you sneak me into the house? And he's like, who are you? And she's like, did you know the groom or the bride? And she's like, he's like, both. And she was like, "Can I just, I want to surprise my sister. I'm here early to surprise my sister." So I'm like, "Why do you need to sneak into the house to surprise your sister? Just go surprise your sister." And
Yeah.
she's like, "Can I stay in your bed? Where are you staying?" And he says, "The gazebo." And they fully, and because he says there's no rooms in the house, and they fully and actually have sex in the gazebo. And I'm like, "No, you get eaten alive by mosquitoes. Logistics of this situation makes no sense." I was like, it's nighttime. There's a body, there's a pool right next to you. That no, you can get, it's not okay. And then the next day you just are like, "Hey, surprise, I'm here." And I'm like, "What?" It doesn't
Yeah.
make any, like, well, it wasn't a surprise, like, "Oh my God, you're here and I love you." It's just like, "By the way, I'm here." "Why are you
Yeah.
here?"
Yeah. None of it mattered. That's the problem.
None of it mattered. But she also showed up at night. She
Yeah.
literally showed up like 4 hours before they were gonna wake up and have breakfast.
That's when her flight got in. And
Yeah.
she walked through the woods to get there.
Also,
And
they had no buildup of a relationship at all. They just meet, he's just drunk, peeing in a bush, and then they fuck. Oh my God. And the craziest thing. And then they fuck. There's no like, "Oh my God, we connected on art or something. We read the same book." Like, no meet cute, nothing. They just have sex, and he's like, and they're like, "I'll wait for you," kind of thing.
yeah.
And then when he finds out she's 17, he says, "She didn't fuck like she was 17."
Oh
And
no.
I was, why is this a thing?
Gross.
Why is this a thing?
I'm
Oof.
disappointed in Colin's choices of roles because it's very much not like his father's,
Well,
and make
is that Colin's fault?
that
Or that he's choose, well, or no, I mean, it is his fault because, but I think it's because he's probably not at the caliber as his dad. Sorry, Colin Hanks.
No, it's true. It's probably a thing where he is trying to also be different than his dad. Like, his dad is known as the good guy, so Colin is trying to be like the
Well, he's succeeding.
sleazy. Yeah, but
Yeah, he's like a sleazy talent agent. He reps James Vanderbeek.
yeah. But the thing is like when Colin first started, he was like nerdy. Like, that was his like
Oh
MO,
yeah.
is he was like a nerdy guy. And then
Is
now,
Orange County is before this.
yeah.
Because
And
Orange
then
County, I was in junior high when I saw that movie. I saw that in theaters.
yeah.
And he was like nerdy, like trying to like be a cool boy. And now, but yeah, but this movie was trying, I think he just happened to play the douchebag prototype in this movie because like everybody had their role.
Yeah. No one was good. There was no like person that
No,
I was like this.
except the husband was good.
Yeah. But his story was insane.
His story was insane. The story is that his father used to do heroin, right?
Yeah.
And he was clean for so many years. And they were at his grandfather's funeral. And his mom had hid it the whole time, but his mom catches the dad in the bathroom with this woman shooting up. And he get and so she gets really mad. And then the son walks in and he sees them and he's like, "Mom, you have to leave him. Like, this is terrible." And the mom is like, "No, I can't." And then he runs in and he starts beating the shit out of his dad, right?
Yeah.
And then like the mom reaches to grab him, the son, and she like slips and falls and cracks her head open on the sink. And she's and he's like, "There's blood everywhere." And my mom was like, "You're the only one that can, you have to take him to the hospital. You have to take him to the hospital." So he's driving them to the hospital. Then they get into a car accident on the
Yeah.
way to the hospital, and that's what kills the mom.
Yeah.
It's not the husband that's like, "Hi." It's not she cracked her head on the sink. It was that he drove her to the hospital. And then the car flipped and he died and she died and then he had to live and him and the dad survived.
Yeah.
But somehow he still inherit, I mean, I guess he have two grandfathers. He inherited his grandfather's house. That's the other thing, is they're too young to all be as successful as they are.
Yeah.
Insanely. I mean, he inherited that house, but she's a successful interior designer. I don't know that he has a job. Colin Hanks is like a crazy agent at 25, like repping James Vanderbeek. James Vanderbeek is James Vanderbeek, the actor. Mina Suvari is like figuring her life out. The other, yeah, they just like, they all, none of them have, none of their characters were developed at all.
No, they were just thrown together like, this will be a crazy thing to happen to this character, right?
But then this movie, like, could not have done well in theaters.
No. I mean, I had never heard of it. It, let's see if it has a budget. Hold on. Oh.
The budget must have been $25 because they never, like, it's truly, it had to be the lowest budget of all time.
Someone gave it a 10 out of 10 on IMDb.
That's Tom Hanks. Did that for
it
his
says,
kid.
Great film for 20-something generation.
No.
I mean,
maybe. I mean, no. Maybe when we were younger watching it, being like, oh my God, I filled in all the blanks. But as an adult, I'm like, no, I need more.
Okay, this movie had a budget of $1.7 million and it only grossed $30,000.
Yeah, that sounds out.
Yeah. Ouchie, ouchie.
It was a really bad movie.
It was terrible.
There were so many characters, no plot buildup.
It was also like, what's happening here? Because it was like everyone was getting together. There was like a lot of backstory on everyone. And then like 40 minutes into the movie, they go on this bachelor party. And I'm like, oh, is this about the bachelor party?
Oh, this is like The Hangover, except the buildup was so much bigger in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. Also, the timing of this bachelor party makes no sense. They have dinner in the house. Then they fly to Vegas.
Yeah. Well, they're in LA.
And then they come back.
So I guess
that's fine. They're in LA. But they fly to Vegas. They play in the casino. Then they go to the bachelor party. Then they fly strippers back from Vegas to the house. And they continue to party then, and then they go to sleep, and then they get married the next day.
Yeah, and everyone's perfectly fine. No hangovers at all.
Everyone's perfectly fine, except for Pockets, who tries to pick up a sex worker.
Yeah.
And then it turns out that was LAPD.
Yeah.
And then
even
he has to go
I
to jail.
Know you can't pick up a sex worker in LA because it's probably a cop.
Even Rachel knows.
I'm like, oh no, that's probably an undercover cop.
But this movie literally could have gone anywhere, you know? Yeah. Because also the timing of them having dinner, going to Vegas, gambling, going to a strip club, coming back, flying back, and it still being the same night.
Yeah.
Is batshit crazy.
You know, if I was super rich and was like a YouTuber who was like, let me see if that's real, I would try to do that. I would be like, I would invite all my friends. We would fly to Vegas, have one night, and then come back, keep partying, and then try to have a wedding the next day and see if it's possible.
Yeah.
One of those fact or fiction. I think I could do it.
I think you could do it, but you would have like no time to do any of the stuff. You would have to be like, hey, nice to meet you, dancers. And I gotta fly back.
Yeah. It's also it should be in the winter time because it got dark pretty early. Because in the summer it gets dark pretty late and then you really don't have a lot of time.
But I think they have to do that just for the audience to be like, it is night.
Yeah. Wow. I feel bad for Pockets, who, I don't know what his deal is.
Him and Mina Suvari, he was in love with her in college.
Yeah.
And then he loved her for all of college. And then she tried to have sex with him the last night of school.
And he said
and
no.
He said no. And then they haven't spoken since. And turned out he was a virgin.
Yeah.
And she was like, you could always do better than me. And then she's now with the woman, Jennifer German.
Poor Pockets, 'cause he was like, I loved you, and then you just tried to have sex with me, but I wasn't ready, and then now I'm like a complete mess because you made me this way. No.
And she was like, it's okay that you're yelling at me. Just say something nice to make up for it. And I'm just like, okay, first of all, if he was that in love with you, that shit doesn't just go away.
Yeah.
Especially in 2 years after college, still in your 20s, you're still going through puberty then. Like, it's not going
Yeah.
away.
Also, it's sad that his name is Pockets because I guess he carries a lot of things in his pockets, but it's only a joke once when he's
It's
like, yeah, he gets arrested and then he's like, empty your pockets. And then he empties it and it's like, wow, that's a lot of stuff.
they mention that they clarify his name so late. They're like, oh yeah, Pockets is coming. They're like, why you call you Pockets? And they're like, I don't know. I was like, all right, can I get chapstick? And he's like, which kind? And then he has like all the things in his pockets. But
Yeah.
it's like that came in like an hour into the movie because his name is actually Sam Malone, but Sam Malone was Cheers.
Yeah.
So people, so he was like, so I went by Pockets.
Yeah. Also, throughout the movie, Colin Hanks is putting chapstick on the entire
Yeah.
time. If I was doing
So that
promotion
he
for
can make
this,
out with a 17-year-old, Rach.
yeah. Oh, okay. Well, if I was doing promotion for this movie, I would make chapstick for all the characters
Well, there
and
you go. Missed
for
opportunity.
right pockets
Yeah.
flavor of chapstick would
But
be
another missed opportunity is finishing writing this movie.
yeah. I feel like they should have cut some of the characters,
Yeah, we didn't need all them.
cut out the everyone needs a backstory, not everyone needs a backstory. And then,
They should have given us some backstory.
yeah, like focus more on one or two characters so I know who the protagonist is. Because also at times I thought it was the woman with the baby. She's pregnant. She
Oh,
has
yeah.
something.
You only find out she has a baby in the last 3 minutes of the film. And
Yeah, but
the whole time the question is, did she propose or did she not propose?
yeah, because she was like, well, what if we get married? You decide. And he's like, well, I guess I have to decide if we're gonna get
No, not decide if they're gonna get married. Just he was like, did you just propose to me? And she's like, I'll let you decide if I did or didn't. So he has to decide whether or not she proposed, if that
married.
was the question. That doesn't mean that she proposed. He's just deciding if that was the question, because one of the guys asks him later on, like, you have to decide if you want to get married or not. He's like, no, I have to decide whether or not she proposed. Like, he literally says that.
Yeah, but then he's all like, well, I don't, he's like toying with whether or not he wants to get married, and then she drops this bomb of him that she's pregnant, and he's just okay with that.
No, she doesn't tell. Does she tell him she's pregnant then, or does she tell him she's pregnant later at the end at the wedding when they hug?
I
When he
it
says, I'm all in.
yeah, when they're in the bathroom, 'cause he
And
hugs her really tight, and she's like, you're
she's
hugging
like,
me
let
really,
go. And he's
yeah.
like, for the man who didn't even know he wanted to get married the whole time. And also, by man, I mean 25-year-old child. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Like, he's still super young. Like, they don't have to be. But also, it's 2005. Like, the world was different, right?
Yeah, the
But
economic crisis was coming 3 years later.
yeah, we had all the time and money in the world, you know. 25-year-olds were rich as hell. But he is like, I don't know if I should. And then he just like in the end, like he like mentions it to a couple of his friends throughout the movie, and in the end he ends up seeing a picture of them in college where they look exactly the same because college was only 2 years ago. And he's like, I decided it's enough. Love is enough for me. And she's like,
Yeah.
really? And he's like, yeah, it's enough. Then
And
they
she's
hug and she's like, great, because I'm preg we're pregnant or whatever. And then he won't let go.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, he's trying to kill the baby because he's hugging her really tight.
Well, he's an idiot, because that's not how you kill a baby.
I thought it was funny.
You think it is funny until you realize, oh, he's stupid.
Yeah. Well, they're all stupid. Also, this movie was very white.
Oh my, truly, there was not a single person of color in the whole cast, in the entire film.
No, and also every single girl in this movie, except for the lesbian, was blonde.
Yes.
So I'm
Yeah.
like, oh, okay, so that's how you roll.
I was like, there's no backstory, there's no interesting character. Everybody's just like the people you know from the time.
Yeah. Oh, and then also we didn't talk about Ethan Embry at all, but he's like a like a children's television person who tries to
That
get
slept with Mina Suvari.
Yeah, and his whole thing is that he his show is about getting kids. It's like mean to kids 'cause it's like you're fat.
That's not what he says. He's like educationally trying to get them to work out. Like he's, I think it's stupid and I think it's dumb, but I do think the way they present it in the movie is like he's like a nice guy because then he ends up being James Van Der Beek's like, oh, you do things because you care about people, right?
Oh,
Am I
yeah.
wrong? Maybe I'm wrong. He's annoying. His character is really annoying and exciting.
Yeah.
Excited.
He was funny though, 'cause he showed up really early in a bow tie
With a huge
and
gift. No, in a tux.
yeah, and she was like, "I told you not to wear a tux." And he's like, "Oopsies."
But also, they had seen each other the night before at a liquor store.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I'm going to a wedding. And he was like, oh, don't you get a plus one for a wedding? I'm like, you would know before the day before if you have if you were using your plus one or not. You cannot bring a plus one the next day. And like somebody in like it seemed like a joke that he wasn't gonna be in. She was like, yeah, okay. But then he still
Yeah.
shows up. And
Yeah.
she was like, I specifically said don't wear a tux. I was like, when did you have the time? We weren't really texting in 2005. We were, but we weren't.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't like him either, even though I guess he was supposed to be fun. I
Yeah.
didn't like any of these characters.
Not a single one.
No.
There wasn't
Well,
even like a snarky character that was rolling their eyes at them the whole time.
no. I mean, my favorite bit was when Amy Adams' character is making salads for everyone because everyone has a specific salad that they like.
Like,
And
you know,
then.
this person doesn't like cucumbers. This person doesn't like tomatoes. This person only eats iceberg lettuce. I'm like, I don't think any of my friends know my salad preferences like that.
No. But then what's funny is as she's going to bed, she's like, "Do you think people like the salad?" That was probably the funniest. And then also,
Was
like,
really funny because I don't think they ate a main meal.
no, they sat down
These
for
bitches expected to
breakfast.
eat pizza, and the pizza ended up being a stripper.
Yeah, it
So
was a sausage pizza.
it was
Wink,
a, and he
wink.
was like, "Oh, that?" He goes, "That's a different story." I was like, "Jesus Christ!"
It really felt like I saw like
They
a
had a
first time
hundred.
writer.
They had so many female strippers at the strip club in Vegas. And then all the women in the house all shared one guy. Not
Yeah.
that you need more than one, but I was just like, wow, the
Yeah. This is the kind of movie that makes me think that I can be a screenwriter.
Yes, I think this movie did inspire me in that way, being like, oh, they just make anything.
Yeah, I think I can make a movie.
I think we have to see who wrote this movie and who they know. It must be Colin's friend or something. I don't know.
Okay, let's see. It is two people, I think, wrote this movie. It
Two
was
people wrote this movie?
two people
This
wrote
movie
this.
was written and somebody else had to hear the words and they were like, yes, this is it. These are the words.
It's Matthew Pernissiaro and Tim Sharp.
Two men, that makes sense.
Yeah, Tim Sharp from, I feel like he's a UCB person.
He probably did punch up. I don't even know. I'm not trying to defend anybody, but
No,
who
he
is?
did. Oh yeah, his only writing credit is this movie. So, but he's an actor. And then he probably did just punch up the... and then Matthew Perniciaro, I don't know if I'm saying that right. Please correct me if I'm wrong. He mostly produces now. And his first movie was Standing Still. And then he also did a TV series documentary. So, you know, you only need one movie. And then you don't need to write anymore.
Yeah, because either you work really hard and you get better, or you realize this is not the medium for me.
Yeah. Your $1.7 million movie only made $30,000 back. So then you're like,
it only made an amount of money that one person can't survive in for a year. I mean, people do, but it's like not a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh man, even the director didn't really do much after this. So
I can't believe the actors did very much. The actors mostly didn't, right? Mina Suvari was like big at the time. Jennifer German. Isn't it German? It's both.
I was German, but it could be Germaine.
It sounds nicer with Jennifer Germaine. Sorry. Yeah. I've seen her and stuff. Colin has done stuff. Amy Adams really did take this role and run with it. Honestly, this role is what inspired all the roles. Amy Adams, I think she's great. I don't think ill of her in any way, but I do think she has great representation.
Yeah.
They fight for her in a very good way.
Yeah, there was a moment, because wasn't she nominated for an Oscar or something like that?
Yeah.
There was a moment in this movie where I was like, oh, that's bad acting, Amy. No offense. But I was like, yeah.
But to be fair, bad acting, but they didn't really give her anything to work with. You know what I mean? So it's, yeah. So it's like bad acting, but it's like, what is she acting the shit out of this for? You know, she's the only... She's the only one who's going to be acting here.
Yeah.
Right.
She had to cry and say, I called him. That was her moment.
She was nominated for 6 Oscars.
6 Oscars.
Yeah.
And
she, for In American Hustle, The Fighter, The Master, Vice. And then I have to read the rest of Wikipedia. Wow. I'm sure it's Enchanted.
Yeah, Enchanted 2.
Enchanted 2, yeah. She's won a lot of awards. Wow. Yeah.
She's gotten better than this.
She's never, she's Junebug and Doubt were the other two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so she takes serious roles. No more comedies.
No.
Wow.
No, she wasn't a romantic comedy. She was in The Wedding Date.
Was that recent?
No, that's with Deborah Messing and Dermot Mulroney. She was a sister.
Yeah, but recently she's only doing serious because that's what...
It's true. Because recently her representation has been like, she's serious. She did Standing Still. She's good.
Yeah, she has her comedies, if you count that as a comedy. The salad part was the funniest to me.
It was very funny. Okay,
and
great.
The
Let me ask...
joke.
Pockets. I liked Pockets. I think all of them were acting in different movies.
Yeah.
But they happened to be on the same screen.
I felt bad for Pockets. I feel like he wasn't written well, but
no. Whatever. I think none of them were written well. Yeah. But Rach, you go back to your college reunion, or not reunion, you go back to a friend's wedding and all this drama ensues. Like, what's going through your mind? Like, what's happening here? Like, who of the characters, who are you?
I am the gosh, I feel like I'd probably be Amy Adams' character.
We're getting married, we're going to your wedding.
Yeah, my wedding. No, if it's not, then I'm the pregnant girlfriend,
the one that's like, tell me if you... Also, what if he said no? What
then if he's I'd be like, well, I'm pregnant, so no matter what, you're stuck with me.
It's 2005. You have to.
Yeah. Or I, well, yeah, no, that those are the only two. They didn't do much
Yeah.
partying. That's me. I don't do much partying.
I think I go back either as Mina Suvari or Pockets.
Oh, you're gonna get arrested?
No, I'm not getting arrested for trying to bone a sex worker, but I'm either gonna be Mina Suvari, who's like lost and can't figure out her life and it's like whatever, or Pockets, who is also lost and can't figure out his life, but like, or no, I think he's got his shit together. He's like doing whatever, but like, am I gonna see the person that I've been pining over my whole life, you know?
Oh yeah, maybe
Yeah,
that.
I think
That.
that. And then I
Yeah.
probably will have a lot of things in my pockets. Love a good
I
pocket.
do too. Okay. Well, now I want to get to the part where I ask you to design. So Colin Hanks has a line of Hanks kerchiefs, which are
Very
handkerchiefs.
cute.
So I would like you to design a handkerchief based on standing still.
Okay, so there's gonna be a million people on it. So wait, I'm designing it verbally, correct?
Yes.
I'm
Yeah.
not gonna draw it and send it to you. So
No.
there's gonna be a million people on it, right? And in each corner, there's gonna be a different explode, a different disaster that's happening. One is
Okay.
a car crash that represents the father. On the other
Oh.
one, on the other one, or the mom dying. On the other one is like a sonogram that we're like, is this a baby? And over here on this one, we are looking at like like a mirror. Like there's a young man looking into a mirror, seeing an old man because he's trying to figure out if he wants to get married or not. And on the other corner, it's like this woman surrounded by all these dudes, but all she sees is a woman. And in the middle is Amy Adams and Mr. Garcia. I forget his first name, but he's like very cute, the husband guy. And
Yeah.
they're like looking for their friends and they're like holding hands because all
Oh,
the shit is around them and this is happening. And surrounded in, there's no negative space. It's all the things that were in the pockets is pockets. There's a
wow.
chapstick. There's a Swiss Army knife. There's a tissues. There's a deodorant. Also, you got deep ass pockets. Yeah.
That's great. What color is it?
Ooh, it's yellow because yellow is
Yeah.
the color for friendship.
Yeah.
And my nails
Yellow.
are yellow.
I
I do love
love.
yellow.
I do too. It is a friendly color.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, I always create a BuzzFeed quiz for each one of the movies. So
Okay.
this movie is How Are You After a Bachelor Party based on the movie Standing Still? Okay. First question.
I want to tell
Who
you I'm very bad at BuzzFeed quizzes. I'm always like choosing between. So go ahead. First question.
who's your plus one to a wedding? Your longtime partner, your spouse, whoever shows up, your best friend, sibling, or no one?
Probably no one.
Okay. What's your favorite thing to do in Vegas? Have sex, meet hot people, go to the club, spend time with family, or get married.
My favorite thing to do in Vegas is get married. I get married every time I go to Vegas. I'm gonna say go to the clubs because I want to dance.
Pick a children's TV show. Barney, Doug, Rugrats, Figure It Out, or Arthur.
Ooh, Rugrats. That's hard though.
Pick a Cheers character. Woody Harrelson, Ted Danson, Shelley Long,
Rita.
Kelsey Grammer, Rhea Perlman.
Rhea Perlman. My friend cast me as Rhea once, and I was like, or like, it's Glow. Glow was watching Cheers for a long time this pandemic, and she was like, "Tell us who we were," and I was like, "Yeah, I'll take it." She's sassy. Seems like she's from New York, even though it's set in Boston. That's me.
Yeah, I've never seen it, so
Okay, fine.
but I believe it. Okay, pick a salad. Strawberry walnut, anything with but no cucumbers, a kale salad, potato salad, or anything green.
Wait, what was the second one again?
It was no cucumbers.
Anything green.
Anything green. Okay, pick a Tom Hanks movie. Bachelor Party, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, You've Got Mail, Big, or Forrest Gump.
You've Got Mail, bitch. Rom-com queen.
You have sex with someone's younger sibling. You're like Quentin and accidentally have sex with someone very young. Oopsies. You got Colin Hanks.
Oh, no. Well, here's the thing. The only one that I would be okay with would maybe be Pockets, and he got picked up by the police and had to get bailed out. They all suck. I can't believe I would never.
I felt like the Pockets thing was way out of left field.
Yeah. Also, it was solved so easily.
Yeah.
He has to go to court, like, for, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like they were like, let's give him something to deal with. And it's like, you didn't have to.
Rach, my problem is I can't turn my brain off when I watch movies. You know what I mean? So I'm like, no, there's a hole there. I can't figure that out. I do not understand. How are they doing this? No, that doesn't make any. I'm like, I can't enjoy this movie. None of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. There's too many holes.
Yeah, it was bad. It was not great. But now's the time where we rate it. Out of 5 Colin Hankses, how many Colin Hankses do you give Standing Still?
I'm giving it half a Colin Hanks. No, I'll give it a whole. I'll give it 1 Colin Hanks.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Out of 5 Hankses.
I didn't like this movie, so I will also give it a 1 Colin Hanks. I didn't ask you, what is your favorite Colin Hanks movie or TV show?
Oh, I looked it up because you told me Get Over It with Shane West. And what's her name? Marla Scarlett. She was like the most beautiful woman for the longest time. She was in like 3 movies.
Yeah. Was that Get Over the Whatever It Takes?
Whatever It Takes. My bad.
They're both similar names. And Get Over It also has Shane West in it.
There you go. Because Shane West was really popular for a little bit. I was obsessed with Shane West. He was the best.
Yeah.
Him and Chad Michael Murray was after Shane West. Chad Michael Murray's in a commercial now.
Yeah, which is weird because he's not playing himself. He's playing someone else. And it's like...
Yeah, listen, it's hard out here. And respect the hustle.
Yeah. But also, he does like Hallmark movies.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Why can't he do a Hallmark? I guess commercials pay more, maybe?
That and probably like COVID has like shut down a lot of productions, so they're probably not making a ton of shit, right?
He's like, I have to do at least 1 project to keep my health insurance.
Yeah, and that's real. What was the one movie that I actually liked?
You said Whatever It Takes.
But
that's
I meant
the one with James Franco.
Yeah. No. And the guy from Flash Forward, Tucker. What's his name? Ben Foster.
That's Get Over It.
Yeah. I like Get Over It.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's confusing because they're all similar.
Standing Still, Still Standing. It's the same, also the same movie.
They're all the same.
They're all the same.
Well,
truly, when you don't think about the plot, it's the same.
Yeah. People doing silly stuff, but everything works out in the end.
What's your favorite Colin Hanks movie?
I don't know yet. I gotta watch them all.
It's gonna be Orange County, or it's gonna be Get Over It.
I already know what it probably will be. The House Bunny.
Oh, The House Bunny is incredible. That is true. That is actually a very good movie. Anna Faris is incredible.
Yeah.
He's such a talent. Such a talent.
Yeah. I like when she says everyone's names back.
Natalie. Rachel Chapman.
Rachel.
So don't forget it.
Well, is there anything else you want to say about standing still?
Stand, don't walk. To go see this film because it's bad. It's fine. It's like, it's not even a movie that you can get high to and then like watch with your friends to be like, isn't that so stupid? It's just like, what's happening?
Yeah. Like,
things are just, because also it's very short. They could have taken a little bit more time, added a few more minutes. It's only 90 minutes. They could have added a few more minutes to like figure some stuff out, but no. So, but I do think that it is very inspirational for aspiring writers, screenwriters, to watch and be like, hey, you can make anything in this country, in this industry. Just gotta finish that script, because truly that script looked like, oh shit, the script is due tomorrow and I have to finish it. The studio got it and like, I guess we're making this.
Yeah. If you attach enough actors to a movie, then you can get it made.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you for being here today and talking to me about Standing Still.
Oh my God. It was an honor. Honestly, the best part of watching this movie was that I got to hang out with you to talk about it.
Yeah. I know.
And so I'm sorry to everybody else who's definitely going to watch this movie because we've given it rave reviews. But like, sadly, you're not going to get a chance to talk to Rachel about it. I mean, maybe you could. You should slide into those DMs. Let her know how you feel about these movies. Talk to her.
Yeah. Well, I do have a call-in line where you can call in and let me know how you feel about Standing Still if you do have something to say.
You should do that.
Yeah, call into the call-in line. I'll say what the number is later.
Okay.
But thank you again.
Thank you for having me.
Wait, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter for my one tweet every other month because I have social anxiety all of a sudden. It's at Raskilla with an underscore at the end. My Instagram is now private, but I'll probably open it up soon. It's also at Raskilla, no underscore. Or you can see me perform in New York to your LA listeners. I do stand up and improv around the city. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm a fun girl.
Everyone, go see Bridget perform.
And
everyone.
Go see Rachel. You should also see her in person if you can. Her hair is dope as hell. And her personality is banging.
Oh, stop.
I won't. I'll be your hype woman. I love to hype up my friends.
I'll be your hype woman, too. Everyone, okay. Go to every comedy theater in New York City and say,
find me, look for me. Yeah. Is Bridget here? Is she here? Oh, she said she would be here.
And then they say no. You say, well, you should have had her, and then walk out and leave.
Yeah. And then people be like, who's this Bridget woman? And then I'll get reps. And then you'll see the real business.
Yeah. And then you can get really famous and have to move out to L.A.
We're winking for those of you at home.
I think they heard it.
I think they heard it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And thanks for listening. Okay, bye. Thanks again for listening. This week on our call-in segment of the podcast, we don't have a message. But if you'd like to be on the next episode of You've Got Hanks, all you need to do is call into our call-in hotline. It's 805-622-9667. That's 805-622-9667. Yeah, call, leave any kind of message you want. You can talk about Colin, your favorite Colin Hanks movie, a question you have, or you can talk about Tom Hanks. You can talk about your favorite Tom Hanks movie, anything you like to say about Tom Hanks, a question about Tom Hanks, a question you have about Colin and Tom Hanks. I'll even answer questions about Chet Hanks. If you must. Anyway, if you have anything you'd like to say Hanks related, this is the You've Got a Hanks podcast, and we will take it. So that number again is 805-622-9667. And Hanks again for listening. Okay, bye.
It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, a Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks.